Expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby. Teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into the show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Before I get into a show, a friendly reminder. Sunday, 2 a.m., Spring Forward. You're going to miss from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., but hey, you're going to sleep in anyway. I know it. Now, in the studio with me is...
It's me.
Is Melissa.
Yes.
The best relief guest that I always get.
Best pitch hitter ever.
When a guest doesn't arrive, I look at her and I suck up heavily, and I beg management... Come on into the studio. We got stuff to talk about.
It helps my office is two doors down.
It helps that you're the first person I see when crisis erupts.
And I happen to be just in there every time. Yeah. Like.
But you have a great hockey jersey on. It's Hockey Week.
It is Hockey Week in Fairbanks. Absolutely amazing time. I love Hockey Week in Fairbanks.
You know... Randy Zarnke put that together, and this is his last year of operating it.
Randy's the best, and it's very sad that it is sad that it's his last year doing it.
He's happy.
He's like, I'll have more time.
Yeah. You know he's going to do something else.
Oh, you know he will. Yeah, he's not going to keep his hands out of everything.
Yeah, he's got me involved in a person who's being indoctrinated into the Mining Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, so he's doing that. You know, he's Trapper, you know, Trapper.
I just wonder if next year around Hockey Week of Fairbanks, if he won't be coming around going, you know what, maybe I will get involved with Hockey Week.
Yeah, we'll extend it to Hockey Month.
Yeah, exactly. I could do a Hockey Month.
So that's one of your son's jerseys.
Yes, I got my son's jersey on. Well, it's really funny. So I woke up this morning, I was like, oh yeah, it's wear your jersey to work or school day. So I was like, okay, cool. I've got kids who play hockey. Well, my daughter, she's only 9, so she's tiny and hers don't fit. So I was like, I'll grab Jace's. And so I did. Well, he's a goalie, and this thing is more like a dress.
A bed sheet.
Yeah, it's a bed sheet. Yeah, it's huge, but it's all right. It works. I like it. Wear my son's number proudly. That's what I'm doing.
31.
31, that's right. He chose that number, oh God, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago now, after one of his favorite NHL goalies. I couldn't even tell you which one it is, to be honest, because he switches favorites all the time. Like right now, I think his favorite is Josie Soros or something. I don't know. Kids, 14-year-olds, I tell you.
Their mind of their own.
Yeah, exactly. But it is Hockey Week at Fairbanks. Lots of stuff going on.
What are you doing this weekend with it?
So there's the extravaganza that's happening over at the Big Dipper Ice Arena. It goes from 11 to 3. And there's all kinds of things up there. Bring the littles, all kinds of little fun hockey games.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow over at the Big Dipper. That'll happen 11 to 3. And then they've also got the celebrity games going on, Guns and Hoses. That's firefighters versus the policemen. Yeah. They'll be going at it. And of course, the alumni game, Gold Kings alumni.
Have they found the golden puck yet?
Yes, the golden puck. Yes, and what's really cool, a good friend of mine's husband found it.
Where was that?
It was actually at the Nanook sign right there at UAF.
Wow.
And I tousled in my head with where that was because I was looking for it too. And I was like, the clues for a couple days, they were like, where is this? Where is this? And then they posted the animal one. And I went, oh, it's at the Nanook sign. And I was working. So I couldn't get it. But my friend, Audra Brazy, her husband, Mike, found it. And so couldn't be perfect because Audra is one of the best people. And she is so involved with Hockey Club Fairbanks and youth hockey and everything that goes with it. So it couldn't have been a better fit that those two found it.
You know, that's what most people that come up to Fairbanks realize real fast. Because Fairbanksons are involved in so many different things.
So many.
So many different levels.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Fairbankson, it's not that you have a job and a family. You have three other things that you're dedicating yourself to.
Uh-huh. you and city council. I got, you know, and that's just that, and that's just one thing. I mean, you're so involved in Fairbanks. You do Problem Corner. I mean, it's.
I have a fun one I'm doing tomorrow.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I am a judge.
Oh.
At a chicken wing party.
Oh, you know, that's kind
of.
I love wings. I was going to say, that's fitting for you. I want to eat wings. Yeah,
you know, and so when I was with the Alaska Barbecue Association, I founded it, but I taught judging.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a 0 through 9, and the 0 is disqualification.
Yeah.
A number one, I always classify as that. MF tried to kill me.
Yeah.
The lowest, that tried to kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was this one time where we were having a competition, and it was at the riverboat in Nanai, and I brought all the judges through it. You know, you're not supposed to talk with anyone or do anything. And I tasted this piece of meat. It was a tri-tip. And this guy didn't know what he was doing. He was just peppered the heck out of it. Just peppered. And I got up, you know, I tried to bite, and I got up, and, you know, I tried everything not to gag in front of everyone. And I go get all this water to put my mouth out, you know. And I go, that tried to kill me. And everyone just burst out laughing. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
That's awesome.
I know. So I get to do that tomorrow.
Hey, that's awesome. You know, I've gotten to judge a couple barbecue competitions, and mm-hmm. I have to say, you know, you never think of, you know, bad barbecue is still good barbecue, but no, there is barbecue that will try to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and what I try to instill in judges, look at this, there's 3 parts to judging a piece, a product. 25% of the score is visual.
Mm-hmm.
You taste first with your eyes. Does it look good? Does it look incredible? Then you're biting into it. Look for your textureness and tenderness. Then your taste.
Yeah.
The visual, the bite, the taste.
Yeah.
That's how you go about it. 25% for visual, 25% for texture and tenderness, 50% for taste. That's how you score it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I go on looks and taste. If it looks good and tastes good, I'm going to vote it a 10.
Well, first of all, 9, that's a...
Nine is Nirvana.
8, 8 is you're marrying that person.
You know, I'm actually a very peculiar person when it comes to sauce.
Ooh.
Like, I'm a sauce person. So
You are saucy, first of
all. Yeah, I am. I'm very saucy, so it would make sense. I'm a sauce person. And if you're saucy...
You're a strong vinegar-based
I am.
Person.
Yes, I am. 100%.
Yeah, forget that. Forget those Aquarius, you know, moon, whatever those things are. We go by sauce, what you are in sauce.
We go by what you are in sauce. And if your sauce don't taste good, I don't care how tender... How juicy, how delicious your barbecue is. If you got trash sauce,
forget it.
Trash, it's trash.
Maybe that's one of my favorite ones that I make is a spicy apple.
Yeah. See, I've never had a complaint with your sauce. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. People who don't know, Prues makes barbecue sauce. Every couple months or so, he'll just walk in and he's got a little jar of it. And
There was this one time, it was like September, and I looked in my refrigerator, and, you know, the grill season was coming to an end. And I had 9 different barbecue homemade sauces in my refrigerator. And I said, I got to get a life. So what I did for the next 3 months, every Thursday in October, November, and December, every Thursday I cooked something French.
Yeah.
I taught myself French cooking.
Nice.
And so every Thursday night I'd be calling up friends. I've cooked myself into a situation. I have all this food and no one's here. Come on over.
And yet, I never got one of those phone calls.
But also, all these people are starting to. I'm not doing anything Thursday night. I know who's going to call.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a fun way to do it.
Hey, there you go. Well, and you get to learn something, so there you go.
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments, so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt, We will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to patriotsoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 500 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Show your love for ice fishing. Enter the Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. You can win a $50 gift card every Monday. It's easy. Just upload your favorite ice fishing photo to their Facebook page. Visit Frontier Outfitters for everything you need. Rods to tackle, augers to the right winter clothes. You love to fish? A little bit of ice won't get in your way. Upload your photos to Facebook by April 17th. Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
We need cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with highs around 21. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 8 below. Highs around 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance for snow Sunday and Monday. Mid-teens Sunday near 10 above by Monday. A dusting of snow Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Rock Candy.
Yes.
She also goes by Melissa.
Yes, that's me.
She also goes by,
not Mom.
Superintendent, but
yeah, school member.
School board member.
Yes.
Hockey fanatic.
Yes.
Hockey mom.
Yes. All the above. I'm everything.
You're an incredible person. Thank you.
I try.
You know, interesting, we're talking about barbecue sauce and my dog, Berlin. You know, everyone should have a dog like Berlin once in their life.
Dalmatian.
You got to get it out of your system.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm in the kitchen, he knows he's going to get something.
Yeah, right. He probably stands there at your feet.
Right there. Yeah. Right there whenever I'm cooking. So usually about during the summer, he gets a few barbecue spots on his head. I swear to God. And you can see, you can just tell, you like, this one's older than this one, which is older than this one, you know. And I leave him there. You know, he doesn't know it, but, you know, some people come over, what's your dog bleeding? No.
It's just barbecue sauce.
Yeah. But they're different. What?
What? Yeah. What's really funny, so I have one of those kitchen dogs, as I like to call him. He's more of a cleaner than a helper. His name is Donnie. And he's, you know,
They're all cleaners.
And I try so hard with this dang dog, and he's just such a beggar. And I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
But my daughter's at the counter making herself like some Eggo waffles in the toaster or something last Saturday. And Donnie's standing there, and she takes her plate, which is, you know, over pouring with syrup, and it's just falling everywhere. So Donnie currently has 3 little syrup spots on top of his head. So I feel that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Gotta love dogs. We don't deserve them.
Next week is the Open North Marathon.
Yes, speaking of dogs.
We are the mushing capital of the world, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yes, we are.
And the radio station has always been out there.
Every single year.
Reporting it.
Yes.
Where's your spot?
I am one of the final checkpoints. I forget what number I am, but I'm one of the last checkpoints before they hit the ramp to go back up again. So I'm the last one that anybody sees, and so I get those last times. And then
Where are you at?
I'm over by the fairgrounds, right over in that area. Big open spot. Nice sunshiny area, actually. It's really great, especially if it's cold outside, because you're right in the sun, so it's amazing. And then you just park at the fairgrounds, and it's just a little jaunt in there. And it's a perfect spot. What's really great about where I am is you get to witness some of the best passing and best teams doing what they do to kind of jockey for that last minute first place or whatever it is. And right in the action, sled dogs passing, sled dogs, people trying to put dogs in the bags. Basket, and oh my goodness, it turns into be a lot of fun. Last year, we had a problem moose. This big old, he was a big old boy. He wouldn't go away. We had to maneuver that one a little bit. We had some firepower, and so you know we did a good job at scaring him off.
Did you shoot him in the backside with a beanbag gun?
No, we just fired it and out into the open, and he ran away. So luckily, he only came back one other time, and then he went away for good.
So
but
you never thought you would be into moose management as an on-air host.
No, definitely moose into management. Moose management. Yeah, that's part of
being
on the trail.
If you're a hockey mom, this is easy.
Definitely. I don't know. So I usually don't get scared about moose. Like, okay, they're here, just leave them alone. You don't bug them. They most of the time won't bug you. This guy, though, man, I have never seen a guy this big. He was ginormous. He jumped the fairgrounds fence. He was in the fairgrounds parking lot and jumped the dang fence. This is like 8-9 foot high fence, and he jumped it with ease, and I was just like, that is a big old boy. That was fun, though. I love sled dogs. You know, if you ever were curious on dogs and mushing, just go watch a race. Watch what these dogs do and how much they love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Absolutely. Iditarod is going on right now, too, speaking of races. So not just the Open North American, but Iditarod is happening. Last I checked, I usually follow along better, but I've been so busy this year. Last I checked, Nicholas Petit has already done his 24-hour. Wade Mars is on his. And they're all trying to move past Nikolai in that area. So they're making their ways. I expect to see an arrival in Nome probably about 4 or 5 days.
For your Iditarod update, we have Rock Candy in Fairbanks, Alaska on KFAR.
Yeah, I follow along too much. I think I was a lead dog in my other life.
That's your personality. You ain't going to be, no.
That's what my father-in-law said. He's like, you were a lead dog in your other life. It's like, probably was.
Oh, my goodness. What do you got planned for the summer? Do you know yet? Because we are coming, almost halfway through March.
Yeah, this is actually going to be a really nice, relaxed summer. Got no kids in sports this year. They've all decided to take a summer off. Next summer, that'll change. Got my kids who are in high school who'll be playing high school baseball. So we're probably do some fishing. It's been a couple years since I've gotten to go to Valdez, and so I'd really like to go to Valdez and maybe go get some fish. If I can, at least go to Peter Pan's and do fishing there, you know?
If I were you, what I'd do is I'd go down and talk with VMAX.
Yeah, VMAX has got
get some ideas from him.
You know what, though? That man doesn't give away spots. It's insane. He holds his fishing spots like people hold their blueberry spots.
But he would give you ideas of what to do and where to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got equipment, too.
No one gives up their spots.
Nobody gives up their spots.
We're the nicest people in Alaska, but we're not doing that crap.
I have lived here for 16 years and have still not found a good blueberry spot. It's insane. Oh. It's insane. People hold on to that like it's
because
treasure.
A blueberry, once it's picked, it's gone.
Yeah, especially up here.
Yeah.
I grew up on a blueberry farm, so we had blueberries all the time, acres and acres and acres of them. So that was never a thing. So to come up here and be like, you got to find your spot.
How do you commercially pick a blueberry patch?
With a big harvester. So my aunt back home in Michigan has three huge farms. I can't even remember how many acres each one is, but tons of different types of blueberries, from big ones to small jubels that they use for juicing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a couple big tractor trailers that pull harvesters.
Okay.
And so it's just a big old piece of machinery with Brussels and bars inside of it that you run along the bush goes in the inside. And so the fingers and the prongs.
Mm-hmm.
Take the berries off. Yeah, do what they do. Take the berries off, and there you go.
How many harvests would they get a year? One, two, three?
No, three. Yeah, at least three.
Okay.
They would run the harvester at least three times a summer. So, you know, I mean, it was always running, but they could brush a patch of it.
So you come to Fairbanks, Alaska, and you can't find your own blueberry spot yet?
Yeah, because
You got to get your stuff together there.
But here's the thing. Blueberry bushes in Michigan and in Fairbanks are two different things.
Oh, yes, they are.
Blueberry bushes that my aunt had, these things were trees.
Yeah.
These were huge bushes.
Mm-hmm.
the ones here are small plants in the ground. And so, you know, it's hard. I found a couple. I'm just not going to give, like, but they're not good areas. I want the good area.
Yeah.
I drove out the Toke and found
spoiled.
A.
You are spoiled.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Obviously, there's nothing wrong with that in your mind.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I know what
I
am.
Tell me how you really feel. Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But is that a power drink, too?
It is. Oh, my God. Sugar-free Red Bull. You know, gives you wings.
Sugar-free Red Bull.
Got to have sugar-free.
First of all, how many is that today?
That's only my first one.
Just your first.
Just my first.
You're starting
I am
late.
Naturally full of energy.
Yes, you are.
When we were so school board, when we were doing our superintendent search, man, that was a, we had, was it 3 days there that were just nonstop? One of my fellow board members looked at me and goes, how many Red Bulls is that today? It's like, I think it's about 5. My doctor would yell at me right now.
Yeah. don't take my blood pressure.
Yeah, don't take my blood pressure. Don't take my blood work. Don't do anything. I'm sure I'm skyrocketing and everything.
Every Friday, the engineer department, they take my blood pressure.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You probably need it, being the mayor.
Well, they see me running around. They say, you know, Mr. Mayor, you know, we're sort of worried about you. Let's take your blood pressure. We don't want to lose you.
Probably perfect every time, too.
So I did, and it was a little bit high. I knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm working on it naturally. And I said, okay, what we'll do is every Friday we'll do this. So every Friday.
Hey, there you go. You get to track yourself.
Dr. Tim.
Yeah, there you go. You get to track yourself every Friday. Make sure you're doing good, making progress.
But it's going well over there. The Polaris building, it's
heard you need more funding.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that.
Once we found the PCBs that embedded into the concrete.
Yeah.
Who ever would have thought of that?
Yeah, you're going to have to take that down piece by piece.
Well, we're going to do that anyway, but that's not the issue. The issue is sending it to Oregon.
Oh, yeah, right, because we can't get rid of it here.
All the concrete to Oregon.
You got to barge it down.
Yeah.
Never saw that coming. Oh. Who would have thought, though, right? I mean, and we don't have the ability to take care of it here, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's going to be taken care of, and you've done a really great job at going where we are. But, yeah, I mean, there's things that happen like that, and, you know, we can't just blow the thing up. I mean, imagine all
yes,
of that.
Yes, we can.
We can, but we shouldn't.
Yeah. We can, but we won't.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like, imagine all the asbestos.
We like the motif of the Italian marble at the courthouse.
Yes.
We like the Lacey Street Theater, the historical building.
I have to admit, when this first all came about, I probably stared at it every time I drove by it, and I stared at it, and I'm going, how are we going to take this down? It's like, we can't blow it up. We're going to destroy like 3/4 of the stuff around it.
Floor by floor.
Yeah, right. Floor by floor, piece by piece. It's going to take some time. It'll be interesting, though, once it starts happening, and I'm looking forward to what's next.
Yeah.
Right? What's going to come after?
There's three phases. We're at the end of the beginning now, and we're going towards the middle section. The end of the beginning is, the beginning was getting the property, getting the funding.
You know,
and that took seven and a half years.
Yep.
Next, the middle part is destructing it.
Yep.
And then the final part is constructing something there.
Yep.
And we're working on the final part now.
Nice.
We do that. So
There you go.
I'm talking to developers, getting this, you know, putting interest out there, seeing what people might want to do.
Yeah.
So we're already there. It's a lot of fun, and great people I've worked with. The Polaris Working Group, just some wonderful people. The A-game Fairbanksons, and City Council and the mayor, they just let me do what I do. They never questioned it, never get in the way, never, you know, this.
I think they know you mean business.
Yeah, I was focused.
The focus is tearing down that ugly building.
I remember talking about it one time with the city clerk, you know, and I was mayor. She looked at me, she goes, no one wanted to touch that with a 10-foot pole but you.
Yeah.
oh, thank you for that vote of confidence.
Well, I mean, it's true. It really is true. I mean, I know when you look at it, I mean, first off, it's a piece of history, right?
I mean,
it's been
here. It's a great piece of history.
Great piece of history. It's got some great stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, even family members of mine who own the Tiki Cove that was upstairs, you know. A piece of Fairbanks is the Polaris.
Yep.
And I get it, but It's old. It's crumbling. It's almost a danger now.
Oh, so, it is a danger.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen all the signs on it saying this is a contaminated building?
Yeah, right. Don't hang out here.
Yeah. Don't hang out here. Don't
And you
breathe.
Know people go in there. You know they do. They sneak in and you know somebody's going to end up getting hurt. And so, yes, it's got to go.
I'm going to do one thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to climb up to the top of it with a chainsaw and I'm going to cut down trees.
There you go.
That is my gift to myself. That's it. That's my recompense.
I want a picture.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a moment and have some bumper music here, some Fox News, some state news, some weather. And it's The Doors, L.A. Woman. And did you put that in there, Melissa?
No, I think this was Glenner.
Okay.
I didn't touch KFAR this time.
I do approve this bumper music.
Oh, you approve. I should have claimed credit.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
President Biden says the country is moving in the right direction while discussing the new Labor Department report showing 311,000 jobs were created last month.
People are working again. They're becoming more optimistic about their future. And now the biggest threat to our recovery is the reckless talk. Reckless talk, my MAGA friends.
The president urging Republicans to support his budget proposal, which is expected to be blocked in the GOP-led House. A new bill in the House is designed to close the country's wage gap.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's a priority for Democrats.
Which is why we're going to stand behind the women and the girls in this great country.
A new Pew Research Center report says in 2022, American women on average earned 82 cents for every dollar earned by men.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTUU reports in the days since the fourth roof collapse in 3 weeks struck South Central Alaska, business owners and homeowners have been left wondering what to do about their roofs. The failure that brought the roof down on a clothing thrift shop Saturday morning in Fairview was just one of multiple collapses that have occurred in Anchorage and Palmer, and it's pushing engineers to try to get a handle on possible roof structural flaws around the area. The collapse of Fashion Pact followed two other building failures in February. First was the Palmer Library roof, and second was a CrossFit gym that tragically killed one woman. Less than 24 hours after Fashion Pact's roof came down, a fourth building had similar issues, this one an apparent vehicle transmission business on Dowling Road. On Wednesday, the Municipality of Anchorage Building Safety Director held a meeting with the Structural Engineers of Alaska in efforts to get a handle on structural flaws in the city. Engineering Services Manager Ross Knopfsinger said building engineers began to notice a pattern with the four collapses. I'm confident to say that we definitely have a generation of buildings with substandard roof trusses in them, he said.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Denali, Denali, industrial supply. Denali, fasteners and much, much more. The tools and supplies to help build Alaska. Along with the experts, when you need to ask a professional who knows what's going to work for you. We've got the experience to see it through. Denali, Denali, industrial supply.
Hello, my name is Mike Simard from Simard Automotive, and I've got news. I have gas. I would like to announce the opening of our second location, 333 Illinois, formerly Alaska Chevron, as well as our new location on South Cushman. Four convenient locations, including Alaska's only full-service gas station on Gaffney Road. Schedule an appointment today at any one of our four locations and get gas relief. You can earn $25 to $100 of free gas. Go to our website for details, SimardAutomotive.com.
Get ready for summer fun indoors at Big Daddy's. Introducing Cornhole Sundays, noon to 6 every Sunday. Big Daddy's will have a limited brunch menu and a mimosa bar. This is a fun tournament only with great prizes from Big Daddy's. It all starts March 12th and runs through May 6th with a final tournament and the famous Big Daddy's Barbecue Contest. Get your tossing arm ready for indoor cornhole at Big Daddy's on Sundays. Big Daddy's Barbecue on Wickersham at 2nd Avenue.
The Alaska Health Fair has been serving Alaskans for more than 43 years, offering affordable blood tests, free health education, screenings, exhibitors, and more. The spring health fairs are coming soon. To know more about what events are coming to your neck of the woods, visit alaskahealthfair.org. Scroll to Tanana Valley and Northern Regions and make your appointment online. Many spring events are being held in Fairbanks, plus dates in Central, Galena, Keeley, Nenana, Sulch, and Two Rivers. Simply go to alaskahealthfair.org and make your appointment today.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Melissa Burnett, alias Rock Candy, alias Melissa in the Morning, alias the one who makes the school district better, is in the studio with me.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, how are you going to make the school district better?
Oh, man, by trying everything I can to do everything opposite of what's been happening in the last, like, 10 years.
Now, Fairbanks, I want to tell you about my pain. When Melissa gets on a rant about something at the school district, I hear it. And, I mean, not that I don't want to hear it, but, boy, do I hear it. And it's quite invigorating discussion.
Yeah.
But it's one-sided discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, I just yell at you.
Yeah.
Because I'm frustrated.
You're yelling at me about something.
I'm yelling through you, yeah. Not at you, but yeah. I'm yelling through you to you just know, express frustration.
Fairbanks, sometimes I go by Dr. Phil. I mean, Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave.
Yeah. just get it out. Just get it out.
It's because you're good with the politics scene.
There's whatever. But, you know, you guys, I think you've really turned a corner.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I really think you have. In your philosophy of we're here for education, mm-hmm. not socialization indoctrination.
Right. Right, exactly. We're here for the kids.
Yeah.
We're here to make sure that they can read, they can write, they can do their math, you know, that they have teachers for their classrooms, that they're still getting their arts and sciences and sports and music and the things that are crucial to growing up to be a productive adult.
Yeah.
And we also work towards, you know, getting them ready for college or careers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the focus and needs to remain the focus. There's no room for anything else right now, especially with our $17 million budget shortfall and everything we have going on. You know, the school district is in a pretty dire place this year. There is good news coming, though. I mean, if you've been watching the legislature, Governor Dunleavy the other day came out with his thing where he not only attached teacher incentives, but more parental rights stuff.
Yeah, the parental rights bill.
Yeah, the parental rights bill, and he attached it all to the BSA.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion...
Perfect. Yeah.
You want the money? Here's your guardrails.
Yeah.
Which everyone's...
These are your standards now.
Yeah.
You just don't get money.
Right.
You have standards.
Have standards, and this is what we need to do. You know, parents need to be more involved. Parents mm-hmm. need to... And that's always been my biggest complaint is parents aren't involved and need to be, but how do you make them be? Well, this was a good step in that direction. So yeah. I applaud him for that. And the fact that all the legislatures are talking money, they're talking BSA increase. There is a bill out there for $1,000. Somebody also, I think it was Seward or Kenai, put out their $1,250. And you've not really seen much backing away from those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You have not. I mean, there's been a couple people that put up some arguments. Really, what you're hearing is either don't fund schools or fund schools. Those are the arguments that are happening right now. And you don't really see much of them.
My thought is like the governor. I don't know what's in the bill, but if I'm giving you an increase,
yeah.
You have performance
right.
standards to hit.
Absolutely. And I don't disagree yeah. whatsoever. I bring on any guardrails. As long as they make sense, I'm yeah. good with it, you know. And if that means that that's how we get the money, well, that's how we get the money. I know people say money isn't the answer to everything. Well, we can't fix anything without it
yeah.
right now. I understand money isn't the answer, but without it, we can't fix it. Without it, our class sizes are going to soar over 50 kids in a classroom.
You know, if I ever gave a commencement address to people getting out of high school, you know, you heard the one where the person said, you know, the first thing you do in the morning is you make your bed. You start mm-hmm. with your, well, that's great. That's
yeah.
great. What I tell them to do is whatever you do, be it school, career, work, start by showing up early.
Mm-hmm.
Staying late,
mm-hmm.
and doing more than you were expected to do.
Yeah.
Those three things. Show up early, be it, you know, your classwork.
Absolutely. And do more than you're expected.
Yeah.
Never settle for less.
Yeah.
Like, don't just do the bare minimum because it's what, like, always do more.
Yeah. Do more than you're supposed to do.
Absolutely. And if you're not early, you're late.
Yeah.
That was always something my dad instilled in me. If you're not early, you're late.
Yeah. My dad had, well, for his boys, he had that.
Yeah.
For his only daughter, it's maybe she'll show up.
I figure if you're not at least 5 minutes early, then, you know, it's, you obviously don't care to be there.
You girls do not fight fair.
No, we don't.
You do not fight
Absolutely
fair.
Absolutely not. Come on now. Come on now. You can give me the stink face all you want. Come on now.
It's more the disgust look. You don't fight fair.
No, we don't.
My little sister, my little sister, incredible person. She did not fight fair to my dad.
Of course not.
You know, and she knew it would get to him, the silent treatment.
Yeah.
And so one time he was yelling at me to clean my room, and I looked at him and go, hey, have you been in Donnell's room? And he looked at me with a steadfast look. She goes, yeah, I told her to clean up her room one time. She wouldn't talk to me for 2 weeks. I'll go clean my room. After he said that, I'll go clean my room, Dad. I'll give you one here.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a victory because you're not going to get one with her.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember that happening. My dad telling me to clean my room, and I didn't talk to him for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I cleaned it. I just didn't talk to him for 2 weeks.
I don't think she cleaned it either.
I at least cleaned it. There would have been repercussions.
You know, boys and their parents, the dads, you know, fight equally.
Yeah.
Moms and their daughters fight equally.
Yeah.
You daughters to dads.
No.
That is
not equal. We're
losing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a phone call.
Okay.
We got to get off our this guy's losing. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hi there. I was just wondering if in the schools today, if they teach about the Equal Rights Amendment. That was the amendment that they wanted to put in the U.S. Constitution back in 1972. And they gave a 10-year deadline to get the 38 states required to ratify it, but they did not reach that goal by the 10th year. And it's been in the news just recently on March 2 in the Anchorage Daily News. There's a headline about our Senator Lisa Murkowski testifying in favor of the Equal Rights Amendment. And she also had sponsored legislation in January to try to get rid of the deadline. He kind of retroactively, and I personally am very much opposed to the Equal Rights Amendment. But
why is that?
He supports it because I feel it would take away human rights from the American people. It would have to do. It wouldn't just give equal rights to women or, you know, people based on their gender, but because that's already occurred. You know, women have equal rights to keep and bear arms. They have equal rights, speech rights, and everything. What it would go into is it would go into LGBT issues. It would go into transgenders getting into bathroom issues, I believe. It would have to do with equal pay laws. And it would enshrine all these things, which take away human freedom, in the Constitution. So I think if they want the Equal Rights Amendment, by the way, the Equal Rights Amendment has very vague language. It simply says, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. And that can be interpreted a million different ways by the courts. It's very vague. And if they want that, they need to start over from scratch, get two-thirds of each House of Congress, and try to get the 38 states to go along with it. Not do it retroactively. That's very bad.
I appreciate the phone call, Randy. You have a great weekend. Thank you, sir. Okay. You know, I've never, in my industry, it is dominated by women.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate sales.
Mm-hmm.
Residential lending and commercial lending. It's dominated by mm-hmm. women. So, you know, when I started becoming an appraiser, I was trained by a female.
Right.
So I've never looked at them having ever a lesser right.
Yeah. I tend to lean on the fact that if you're an American citizen, we have the United States Constitution.
Yeah.
The United States Constitution gives us rights, gives us all equal rights, gives us all. And the extras.
Well, also, I teach a real estate class, and you teach fair housing, and you can't discriminate by race,
right.
color, creed, sex.
Yeah, you can't already.
Yeah, yeah. Nationality.
I've always
familia.
Yeah, it's
and it's in there. You cannot discriminate against LGBTQ.
It is
already.
Yeah, it is. It's already there.
So
That's
what
where
else
I'm
you
at.
Need?
Yeah, that's kind of where I've always been with it. The extra added protections I don't feel are needed. I will say we do need to work on the culture of people being a-holes. Is that appropriate to say on the air? I don't even know. But like really, truly, bullying and discrimination and just being a jerk. Mm-hmm. That is not something that is God-given to you. Like, that, you should not be any of those things. Like, be a decent human being, right? I mean, we all live in the United States. Yeah. We all fall under the United States Constitution. We all have equal rights. We all have this, that, and the other thing. It's, don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
That's really what this is.
You know, I think over my age, I've gotten better and better and better.
Yeah.
You know,
we all have our faults.
Yeah, more cognizant of my personality and what stupid things I can do.
Well, exactly. But like it's, you know, the extra added protections. I mean, I'd have to do more looking into this Murkowski thing and whatnot. I haven't done much research behind it.
I'm not going to worry about it because you want to know why?
You're a United States American.
No, like, because I only do stuff that's in the state of Alaska or local. I don't
do national.
The show is, there's a barrier.
We don't do national.
I don't do national.
We don't do
it's
national.
It's before and after me. I do not do national. State and local.
Yeah. There we go.
And we're going to play some local commercials.
Perfect.
We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It starts with spaghetti noodles and boiling water. A combination of beef, breadcrumbs, parsley, and of course garlic to form the meatballs. Slowly sauteing the meatballs with mushrooms, onions, and more garlic. Placing the spaghetti on a plate topped with Old World style marinara sauce and three flavorful meatballs. A sprinkle of Parmesan on top of it all. Your mouth begins to water. You open your eyes, you're at Giraldo's.
Glass Doctor is known as the home, auto, and business glass shop. But what do we mean when we say home? At Glass Doctor, we fix your panes, but we do a lot more than just window panes. How about a custom glass shower enclosure? Or add a classy glass top to your kitchen or coffee table. Mirrored walls or just a bathroom mirror? Yes, we can certainly replace that broken or fogged insulated unit and more. What can we do for you today? Find out more at glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your panes.
As you organize those spring cleaning chores, make sure you put your boiler at the top of the list and make your appointment now with Cowles Heating. Winters are never easy, and your heating system has been working hard to keep you and your family safe and comfortable. Cowles Heating reminds you that it's time to schedule that spring inspection and tune-up. Find Cowles Heating online, on Facebook, and on the Richardson Highway. Call Cowles Heating today to schedule your spring service appointment. 479-HEAT. That's 479-HEAT for Cowles Heating.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motor, home, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 21. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows around 8 below. Daytime highs approaching 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Now, here's something that most people don't understand. When you see those graders out there today, they're working overtime.
Nice.
They work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
You see them on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're working because I approved it.
Can I tell you this, since we're going to talk about plowing? I've got to give my hats off, and I know I've said this to you before, but also to Mayor Ward.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have seen more plows this winter than I have seen in the last three. Like, I kid you not, I have seen more plows in the last 2 weeks than I have seen in the last three winters. It is phenomenally done out there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have done a great job. The roads are good. You know, it's, they're slippery for sure, but the plowing,
yeah.
It's, you know, you couldn't have done a better job. And this, you know, it's compared to last year and the things we dealt with, man, great job.
Yeah, we're on pace to equal last year's snow too.
Yeah.
We're about 82 inches right now.
Yep, we're almost there.
Yeah.
And we're going to get more.
Yeah, last year was 100, so we should hit it.
I think we should pass it,
yeah,
for sure. And the fact is, last year around this time, we had those ice rivets. We had a lot of problems because of lack of plowing and lack of things that were going on out there, and that's not a problem this year. So,
and we bought this very special piece of equipment that basically you put on a front end loader, and it's like a, you know, not a chain belt, but it's like a grinder.
Yeah, it breaks up the ice.
Yeah,
yep.
So that way we don't have that again. And I hope we never have to use it.
Yeah, right.
But if we ever have to, we have it.
We have it, and that's awesome. So great job to you and to Mayor Ward. Roads look great.
Yeah, and here's the thing about it. I was in this meeting on Tuesday, and it was about bicycles, you know, bicycle trails. And they want to put in the bike paths or bike lanes, we'll call it.
They cut up my baseball fields for it.
Yeah. But this one gentleman, you know, so I'm listening to the discussion, and we have the engineer there and the head of public works because it's in the city of Fairbanks, and I have to make the decision what we do and what we don't do. So we're listening to this conversation that their thoughts and ideas. This one gentleman on the bicycles, he goes, if the city of Fairbanks would ever get serious about snow plowing, bam.
Yeah.
Not something to say to me in a room.
No.
Yeah. So I was very nice and courteous, and I go, oh, and I go, Mr. Jacobson, you know, he's the head of public works. I go, didn't we spend $1.4 million on new equipment for you this year? He goes, yes, you did. I go, do you like that new grader and that new front end loader and all that, those attachments? He goes, yes, I do. I go, and weren't you the only department that I allowed to have an increase in staff?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. And I go, and didn't we buy a $500,000 side dump last year? He goes, yeah. And I go, aren't we planning to buy a new $500,000 side dump next year? He goes, yes, we are. And so he goes, well, the sidewalks on Cal Street. And I said, well, first of all, that's the sidewalks in Cal Street have people that are supposed to.
Yeah.
The people of
own
the property.
That property. Yeah, are supposed to do it. Yeah.
They're supposed to do that. So anyway, we stopped with that part of the conversation there. He understood. But what it made me realize was, hold it, Cowell Street, the sidewalks in Cowell Street, I started thinking about it, and Cowell Street's probably the most used sidewalk for residential traffic.
We need an update, sir.
Yeah, because what happens is people go and people walk down Cowell Street towards the Nolveen Library.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yep.
Lathrop, the hospital. So what I did was on Wednesday morning, I told the head of public works, take one of your pieces of equipment, and we are going to start doing cowls. Even though it's not us, we're going to do it because we got to keep that open.
Yeah.
So on Thursday morning, he comes in, and, you know, in our morning meetings, he goes, Mayor, we got that done yesterday, and last night it snowed 3 inches of snow on it.
Because you pulled out last night.
Yeah, but he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just something that I just thought, you know, we can do this. We don't have to, but we should. And that way, the highest traffic residential foot traffic area is open and clean.
Speaking of Cal Street, Mr. Mayor, that could use a nice little upgrade there.
Oh, it's going to be getting a massive upgrade.
Good. It needs one big time.
It's going to be getting a massive
upgrade. From about the library down.
Yeah. It's getting a big upgrade.
That'd be awesome.
You know, you have two seasons. You have winter and construction.
Yes, absolutely. So, we have no spring, no fall.
So why not just tear up the road again?
Yeah, just do it, you know?
So then, you know, I'm in these meetings and you hear different things. And next summer, not this summer, but next summer, they're ripping up the whole front of the Fort Wainwright.
Yep.
They're changing it.
Yep, to match what they did to Airport Way.
Well, not only that, but they put in these design barriers, you know, these pop-up barriers.
Yeah.
They don't work. They don't pop up in the winter. They don't work. It's like, you know, this design from California doesn't work in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Darn California engineers.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. And in real estate, you know, I look at a franchise.
Yeah.
Look at a franchise restaurant.
Yeah.
And they're a case in point. Mm-hmm. An architect in Seattle or California never looks at our roofs the right way.
Nope.
So after 5 years have to be replaced.
Yep.
They always put the heating system in on the roof.
Yep.
Wrong place. And in the drive-thru, they always put a heated system.
Yeah. Wrong.
Glycol system, yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, and after 1 year, they always turn off the heated glycol system in the drive-thru.
Yep. And then you end up with the rivets, and you end up with the bad problems.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times I get into this conversation, and I just, you know, one of these days, maybe one of these days, we will finally stop hiring people from warmer areas, and we'll actually get some architects who understand the art.
Yeah, let's get some more Norwegians.
Yeah, Sweden, yeah. Swedes, some Finnians.
Yeah. Let's get their bikini team over here.
Russians.
Make them engineers.
I mean, anybody who understands the cold and the way our buildings need to be built and the way it needs to be handled. I mean, look at Anchorage right now with their, I mean, that's a perfect example of horrible engineering. All of it, I mean, they've got so many things that are, so many shops and stores and buildings that are crumbling right now with the ice and snow loads that they've gotten.
Yeah.
You know, we're very fortunate in Fairbanks that we haven't had too much of that because we've had good infrastructure here for the most part. But man, like you said, the Fort Wainwright area, those things not popping up like they're supposed to. That's perfect example of you should have hired Arctic. You should have hired somebody who understands the area. You can't just, oh, this will work, cookie cutter, this will work.
Does it work in cold, wet?
Does it, right.
Does it work at 40 below?
You know, like these electric cars and stuff. I at least got to give props to the people for... Yeah. Bringing the ones up here that you see driving around that, like, they're testing, right?
Yeah.
They're at least trying to adapt.
You know, in property management, you have your different lit phases. And the phases are at 20 below and 40 below.
Yeah.
You have stuff that breaks at 40 below.
Yeah.
And then stuff that breaks at 40 below.
Yeah. You have stuff. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why Prudhoe Bay equipment shuts down at 40 below.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it, you know, and that's because they know the capability of that. So it's, let's get some people that understand.
And then, you know, last night I was about 5:30, 6 o'clock, I was getting text from a tenant that I have out there on Richardson Highway. And she had a hand operation, and she had been off work for the last couple of days, so she's getting ready to go into work tomorrow. But it snowed so much.
She can't get out.
She can't get out.
Yeah.
So guess what? You know, rerouted some plow trucks, and she was fine by 7 o'clock. She was very happy.
Yeah.
And she had never lived up here before.
Yep.
You know, so she doesn't understand that, you know, living in Alaska means sometimes you're going to be stuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I get, so we have, if you're on Facebook, we have that Fairbanks, Alaska page, right?
Yeah.
And I actually really like that page for the most part, especially because there are people from other places that are being PCS'd here. They're being brought up and they have no idea, right? I just wish people online were a lot nicer because, like, you know, they're actually trying to ask these questions because they don't know. And if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Alaska's about survival. Honestly, especially in Fairbanks in the middle of winter, you know, so it's to know what to expect, to know what you're getting into, you know. Thank God she has a landlord like you, so you can reroute some plow trucks and go get it taken care of.
Yeah.
But it's everything, you know. You have to know what you're looking at when it comes to Alaska.
Actually, it wasn't me doing it. It was my relationship with the contractor.
Well, there you go.
And his trucks, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do this for me? Yeah, you got it, David.
Yeah.
You know, I've only worked with him for 15 years.
You still made it happen.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one
other
of
people, things. Other people, that might not have happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gets unique.
It does get unique.
We got 2 minutes left, so what are you doing this weekend besides relaxing, going to hockey week because your hockey life is now over, and the first weekend you have off, you got to go hit more hockey. Really? Really?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Melissa. I have not had any hockey in 32 hours.
And I need more hockey in my life. Exactly. Also be going, catching the Kenai River Brown Bears, taking on our Fairbanks
Ice Dogs. More hockey.
I love it. You know where to find me. I'm at the rinks, always. But Kenai River Brown Bears are in town. Fairbanks Ice Dogs, take them on.
You can get the girl out of the rink, but you can't get the rink out of the girl.
Exactly. And we need wins. So if you're not doing anything, 7:30 p.m. tonight, tomorrow night, go cheer on your Fairbanks Ice Dogs.
And a big shout out to the University of Alaska Nanook's cross-country ski team.
Yes.
National champions.
Yes.
Whoa.
Phenomenal.
Whoa.
Phenomenal. And the Nanook's hockey team will be making playoffs. So.
And our shooting team, ranked number two in the nation.
Yes. Absolutely amazing what our Nanook's are doing. So much great local things. So many great things.
And their education level's coming back.
Yes, it is.
Good things are happening this weekend.
Lots of good things.
You have a great weekend. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to be cooking squid for the first time.
Oh, there you go.
Some calamari.
Fantastic.
And then I'm going to a chicken wing competition tomorrow. And then a buddy of mine, he's making me some homemade tortillas and tacos. It's Taco Month on Fairbanks Foodies. And Fairbanks, tomorrow night from 5:30 to 6, you're going to hear how to make an incredible fish taco and an incredible, well, they're shrimp tacos actually, and incredible chicken tacos from Nadine Winters when we taped the show yesterday.
Fantastic. Sounds yummy.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday.